Morning, birds. Well, it's quiet out there now. You know, I gotta tell you, I got up about 3 hours ago, birds. You all were out there, and you were just, you were having a conversation. I only wish I could understand what you're all talking about. I don't speak bird. I'm gonna work on that. You know, I've had some problem speaking human. Kenzie. You know what? 5 years ago today, I was in San Francisco. I thought we'd talk about that today, and I wanted to recall that and share that with you. And good morning. It's Thursday. It's the 3rd of December. It's 4 after the hour. It's Pirate Radio from Chicago on Bleat.network. Nice day. It's about 36 degrees at 9 o'clock as we went on the air here. It's going to be sunny pretty much today, and even nicer on Friday tomorrow, about 43 degrees here in Chicago. The news not so nice this morning. More than 100,000 people hospitalized yesterday, and more than 3,000 people passed. That is because of the COVID. CDC Director Robert Redfield warned that the next few months are likely to be among the most difficult in the public health history of this nation. That's a quote. The agency shortened its quarantine. This is good. Quarantine recommendation for those exposed from 14 days to 10 or 7 days. That depends on symptoms and test results. President-elect Biden and Democratic leaders in Congress threw their support behind a bipartisan stimulus bill. All right, you try that one. I think I stayed in San Francisco too long. A bipartisan stimulus bill, raising hopes for a deal before crucial aid programs expire. And this is a good headline. The Afghan government, it's reported, and the Taliban have reached an agreement that paves the way for peace after 19 years of war over there. And closer to home, three former presidents, my guy and a couple of others, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton, have said that they would be willing to get a vaccine for COVID-19 publicly to help ensure public confidence in its safety once a vaccine is approved for use in the United States. We were talking about that a little bit yesterday with Dr. Paul. People skittish, leave it to President Obama to come out and do the right thing. He said, quote, if Anthony Fauci tells me that this vaccine is safe and can immunize you from getting COVID, absolutely, I'll take it. That is 44 talking about yesterday on Sirius XM with Joe Madison. During that interview, Mr. Obama said that he understood why some members of minority groups might be skeptical of being vaccinated, pointing to the history of medical abuse and the mistrust it's engendered among black people. He discussed the disproportionate number of coronavirus cases among black people and Hispanic people and Native American people. The cases and the death rate of black and Latino residents are about three times as likely to be infected with the coronavirus, about twice as likely to die from it. It could take until May or June, according to federal officials now, for a vaccine to become more widely available to the general public, beyond those who are most at risk. And those, of course, the first line of the vaccine receiver is going to be healthcare workers and some of the people that are at risk. The idea that it'll probably be May or June before the rest of us get access to all of it. Mr. Obama said, quote, I promise you that when it's been made for people who are less at risk, I will be taking it. So there you go. Series of cyber attacks, this is a little alarming here, is underway, aimed at the companies and government organizations that will be distributing coronavirus vaccines around the world. Cyber attacks, according to IBM's cybersecurity division, has found it's unclear whether the goal is to steal the technology for keeping the vaccines refrigerated. Both the vaccines that I know about, the Moderna and the Pfizer, both require someone described it as South Pole conditions. It's got to be very cold. Unclear as to whether the cyber attacks are trying to figure out the technology behind it or to sabotage the movements. Findings are alarming enough that the Department of Homeland Security plans to issue its own warning on today to Operation Warp Speed. That is the outgoing Trump administration's effort tip them something might be going on. Both the IBM researchers and the department's cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency said the attacks appear to be intended to steal the network credentials of corporate executives and officials. So we'll have to monitor that. The global organizations there and the officials involved in the refrigeration process to protect the vaccine doses. Josh Corman is from IBM. He said that there's a need for cybersecurity diligence at each step in the vaccine supply chain. It's 10 after the hour. What next? Ooh, I've got one for you. I think Bill Barr's about to get canned. You know Bill Barr, the apparent attorney general who has pretty much been Trump's lapdog since he reappeared. He had said the day before yesterday that the Justice Department had been, they'd just been looking. They just couldn't find any fraud in the election. He just couldn't find any. Although they tried. They really did, honest to God. And Trump apparently flipped out yesterday. Anyway, I bet you want to make a bet. Let's do it. Come on, let's get some odds going on some of these predictions here. I say he's done. I think Barr's done. Bye bye Barr. But hang on. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's not all the news. Dig this. A third monolith has now appeared in California. Mashable tells us. First we had the Utah monolith, then we had the one in Romania. Now a third monolith has appeared, this time on Pine Mountain in Atacasadera, California. The 10-foot-tall metal structure was discovered at the top of the mountain yesterday morning, with hiker Ray Johnson telling the couldn't this be like Brooklyn or Philadelphia? The Atacasadera, all right, Atacasadera, damn it. News that it's not been there the previous day. It's just, it's out in California is where this thing is, it's with an A. Now, like its predecessors, there are no clues as to how the California monolith got there or what purpose it serves, other than to spark rampant speculation. That was good. I'm in favor of rampant speculation. The monolith's construction appears similar to its siblings in Utah and Romania. It's smooth, a three-sided structure with a triangular footprint. It also seems to be made of reflective stainless steel put together with rivets. And welding. So they're all right. Well, we're doing our best. Monoliths, they're popping up all over, and just in time for the holidays. You know, it's so odd. I have this weird relationship with our producer, who for in some bizarre connection, today is Annie Williams' birthday. She managed to find a clip from a show Ashley was watching in 1963. You were? I was. Andy and Betty Davis.
Betty, I guess I speak for everybody in the audience when I give you these roses.
Oh, thank you, Andy. They're lovely. May I read this card out loud?
Well, I was hoping that you would.
What's the matter?
You sure you want me to read this out loud?
Well, of course I do. I wrote it.
Well, it's your show. My darling, you've made me the happiest man in the world. Thanks for presenting me with a baby boy, signed Max.
Let me see. I didn't send that card.
Well, the florist must have been a little confused.
Well, if you think the florist is confused, somewhere in a maternity hospital, a new mother is looking at a card which reads, "I and 30 million other people have thoroughly enjoyed watching your performance."
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows and waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. I'm going your way. that same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend.
You know, I just thought we'd take a breath there. Annie Williams has a birthday today. I looked it up. I thought he might even still be around. He passed away in 2012. Annie, he was Mr. Christmas on every holiday season. I remember watching his show with my parents. We all watched the Andy Williams show. Wow. I just looked this up here. He was born on this day in Wall Lake, Iowa. Hello, Iowa. Howard Andrew Williams was an American singer. Wikipedia wants it. Wiki. I really should get into another language. Wikipedia wants us to know. Wow, he recorded 43 albums in his career. 15 have been gold, 3 platinum. He was nominated for 6 Grammys, and he hosted the Andy Williams Show from 1962 to 1971. And that was a clip that we heard. I swear to God, I heard that. I swear to God, I was watching that. With Betty Davis and Andy Williams way back when. So there you go. It's 18 after the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago and Bleat.network. And thank you for tuning in today. We're looking at all kinds of transitional moments. For example, I think we're almost into the holiday season, are we not? I think we are. You know what? This is very worthwhile mentioning here. The Nutcracker Ballet, as you know, it's a Christmas tradition. It's been around since it debuted in 1892. This year, ballet companies across the U.S. are making the Nutcracker available for streaming to watch from the comfort of your own home. Now, for the first time ever, you can visit from Seattle to Atlanta, New York to San Francisco. Various options to experience the ballet with formal attire not required. The website you want is playbill.com, playbill.com. And there's a guide to all the virtual experiences where tickets are for sale. That's on our website. Check it out. It's on the sidebar there. Bleat.network. And you'll find more about that. Interesting. Just looking at all the ways that we are, let's just say we're going to attenuate Christmas just a little bit this year. So that's going on. We just listen to this. I don't want to talk baseball over Tchaikovsky, but all right, maybe a little bit. And on this day in 1968, the Rules Committee, you know, baseball fan? I do remember this. The Rules Committee of Major League Baseball announced that in 1969, the pitcher's mound would be lowered. Remember this? If you're my age, yeah, they thought, okay, this will make it a little easier for the hitters. So they lowered the pitcher's mound from 15 to 10 inches. So they brought the pitcher's mound 5 inches. And that was done to, quote, get more batting action. So the very next year, the hitter did quite well. And then they had to move that mound back because that just changed the game. Anyway, that sequence started back in 1968. Ozzy Osbourne has a birthday today. All right, no, we may play some Black Sabbath. It's true. We will absolutely be commemorating and trying to remember holidays of yore. In fact, a couple of minutes, we're going to revisit 5 years ago where I squeezed in a road trip, 21 cities and 23 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I did. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. And a theme. 25 after the hour, it's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago on Bleed.network. And in just a couple of minutes here, we're going to take a road trip. It's time. We're going to do that. We're going to jump in our little virtual car and revisit something that I actually did 5 years ago today. And that's today. And then tomorrow, I have no expectation and no prediction. We're just going to see what happens here. If anybody saw the president, it'd be my president, Obama, on Stephen Colbert's show, a great interview. And in the midst of that, he was asked about UFOs. And Aaron the Newsman and I, as you know, have been talking about UFOs and what we know about them, what people think about it, and what has been observed and proven and da 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 da. Anyway, Colbert asked Obama about UFOs. They were talking about intelligence and, you know, where the head guy gets information. And Obama waffled. He did. As if to say, you know, there might be something that the president knows that you don't. So, anyway, Aaron the News Baron was ignited by this and has been reaching out to some political leaders, some congressional people, things like that, and asking them what they think. So we're gonna pull all this together tomorrow and talk about the question of UFOs. Mm-hmm. That's right. We have a lot of unidentified flying politicians, but we're going to work on the unidentified flying objects. So that's coming up tomorrow. I'll tell you something else. If you'd like to join us with your input, not only can we take live phone calls, if you don't have a second to do that tomorrow morning, you could leave us a voicemail. It's 844-220-3300. 844-220-3300. UFOs, what about it? Ever seen one? If you did, then tell me. We won't make fun of you, honest to God. I would like to have seen one, really, honest to goodness. So, yeah, we cover all the stuff. All the stuff here on the Pirate Radio Show. So 5 years ago, this week, I was beginning the first week of a road trip that, as I said, scheduled between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And somebody I know pretty well and I had a death in the family. And we decided we would process that. We just jumped in the car and left. And with no particular plan, we wound up doing 21 cities in 23 days. And I'm going to see if I can call up my co-pilot on that one. I'll tell you one thing specifically I remember, that we were crossing the Rocky Mountains, and it was sunrise. It was sunrise. And, a couple of miles high. And this is what we're listening to.
Tomorrow, but if I
That is a pretty song. That is called If I Could Reach You by the Fifth Dimension. It is 32 after the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago. And I have my co-pilot on the phone here from that road trip that happened so many years ago. Smiley, does it seem like it was five or no?
No, not at all.
No,
oh
no. Time.
Maybe 5 years we were in the car together.
I know. So listen, I tried to explain this. The premise was that we decided we would do a road trip, and we jumped in the car. We had, you knew, I don't know, 2-3 people in the route, and I knew a couple of people. So basically, we got in the car and left, and we drove to up to Minnesota, right? Where it was that, yeah. That was where I got the speeding ticket, right?
Oh yeah, that was like right off the bat.
Yeah, I was like, oh, let's go.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, they pulled us over. That was before we didn't even spend the night anywhere yet. That was before.
But I think that was, I got one other speeding ticket in Texas.
Yeah.
And other than, we also got that ticket that we got going over the Golden Gate Bridge. But other than that, for whatever, however many thousand miles we drove, if those are the only moving violations, I think we made out okay.
I was thinking how we could, encapsulate this quickly for our listeners. I was thinking, geez. 23, and then I just realized all I do is just review the moving violations that we had along the way. So the first city I think we're counting was Sioux City, Iowa. Is that your recommendation? Your recollection?
Sioux Falls.
Yeah. No. Sioux City. Now, Sioux Falls in South Dakota.
Right.
See, we just, this is how it went, ladies and gentlemen, for 3 weeks. We know it was Sioux City. It was Sioux City, Iowa, right?
No, because remember we got the car washed and there was like a mall. This was on the beginning. We left with a cooler in the back seat. We needed some snacks. Right. I mean, we really left with like nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
So this was like, okay, get the car washed. I think I bought an Adele CD. And like some cheese and crackers, and that was like our stock up, and then we continued west.
That's right. And how many miles it was? I think it was 7,500.
Oh yeah.
We had my friend in Chicago, Al, who's now Las Vegas, Al, who Smiley knows, calculated. I asked him to, because he's a traveler, and I said we went from and he spit it out, and he was within a couple of hundred miles. So yeah, it was about 7,500 miles.
Oh yeah.
So all right. So we're in Iowa, and then we crossed into
weren't in Iowa. We were never in Iowa.
We were not in Iowa.
We were not in Iowa.
South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Is that right? Sioux City,
right.
South Dakota. No,
right.
It's Sioux Falls, South Dakota. All right.
Sioux Falls.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Don't try this if you're driving. I was gonna say, you know, that was 5 years ago, and that was about the first time when I had started to depend on GPS.
And, oh yeah.
And we had maps and things, but had we not had GPS, I don't think we would have been able to do all this. So, do you agree with that?
Yeah, we had the map. I think that we knew, you know, people should know that we knew kind of where we were gonna go, but we didn't have destinations mapped out. It was like, we knew that you could drive maybe between 400 and 600 miles in a day. And we would look for kind of the nearest town in there somewhere, whatever looked interesting.
Right.
And, you know, we'd get up early and I would try to find us a hotel, you know, at our next spot. We'd stop when we were hungry and, you know, we kind of just played it by ear and we landed in some pretty weird places.
You know what? I had a...
Wyoming. Sorry to call you out.
I was going to say right now, I was going to try to... I was trying to generate a flashback with Smile. I was going to call up the Howard Johnsons in Gillette, Wyoming, and ask them if they have any. But no, we did. We did. So, but seriously, we all right. I should pull out a map here. All right. So it was Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was our first night. We were heading to Great Falls, Montana, where your friend, whose last name is different because she got married now. She's an Emmy nominee, newscaster, and what's her name?
A new mom.
Yeah. Go ahead. Her name is
Taylor Tucker.
Taylor Tucker, okay. So we were headed out to Taylor Tucker in Great Falls, Montana, and that was the, was that the second night?
No, third night. Don't you remember we were going to stop at Mount Rushmore?
Oh, that's right.
There was a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And so, like, of course, I'm ready to see great Americana, right? And we're, it's snowing, and we're like, shit, it's not, maybe we shouldn't. And so we drove through. It was like, I don't know. I think we were, it was a couple hundred miles, and we were like, no, I think we just got to press through. So we stayed, gosh, where did we stay that night? It would have been like, it's not Rapid City, but it was like around there. Maybe we pressed a little bit past that.
No, this is, well, it's, for one thing, people would say, how can a national monument snow out? You know, we couldn't go to Mount Rushmore because it was snowed out. It was.
Right.
I've never seen the snow. And you're just, we were just a little bit east of where we needed to go. No, because that's when we went to Gillette, Wyoming. That was the night
that
we stayed. That's right. All right. So we go in to Gillette. When I was a kid, we stayed at Howard Johnson's. I'm going to tear up. We used to have just all that, you know, the saltwater taffy and my parents fighting in the next room. It just brought all those memories, all those memories back. They had like a lot of weird stuff. But that was a Howard Johnson's, and they had, that was a hotel. I'm sorry, a hotel.
A motel.
We checked out a motel because there was a collision. We had to call the police. There was no insurance. So that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I spent 3 weeks in a car with
So we went thinking that this Howard Johnson's in Gillette, Wyoming, I did look that up, I didn't remember where that was, would be, you know, Trey Classy. And
yeah,
it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't. That was the weird, we didn't actually check out. Your sister and I actually checked out of a motel one night. I went up to the front desk. This place, that was in Texas. I went up and I lied. I went up and I said, you know, I just got a call and we got to go. And he gave me the money back. But we stayed the night in Gillette, Wyoming. Although you texted me at about 5 o'clock saying, or 5 a.m. saying, hey, you up, Dad? Should we go?
Let's go. So then, okay, well, you skipped that. We don't need to get into the gourmet steak dinner we thought we would have.
No, that was good.
Turns out, Oysters Rockefeller, don't get them in Gillette, Wyoming. That's not the place. That's not the place. So then, yeah, the next morning we wake up, and our thing was we would find places that had, you know, like a little continental breakfast. So I'd grab a couple coffees for us. I'd grab a donut just to kind of get us started in the day. And we're like, Dad's warming up the car. It's, you know, whatever it was, 6 a.m. And we're having coffee, and we're like, let's go. Takes one bite of the donut, opens the window, throws it out, steps on the gas, and we were out. We were out.
Are you saying I was littering?
No, it's biodegradable. The donuts were biodegradable.
All right, you've refreshed my memory. And then we joined the show in progress. That is the day that we then drove across the Rockies. We listened to the Fifth Dimension, right? And it was, wow, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. You know, there should be, we should do some, I should excerpt some of the stuff that you, the footage that you took. Maybe we'll put up on the website and just.
Oh, gotcha.
We had, Smiley here does photography semi-professionally sometimes. You know, what did you choke? What did you chortle? Don't you have a degree in this? Come on. Bring on. I want to talk about f-stops now. All right.
An iPhone does not a photographer make.
Anyway, so we had beautiful footage of that. And so we drove across the Rocky Mountains and wound up in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, we stopped to visit Taylor in there. We stopped. We went over the Continental Divide, you'll remember.
We did. Wow.
And then ended up in Spokane. That's right.
Should I be annotating this for young people? The Continental Divide is where it's the water at the top flows down toward the Pacific and the other side toward the Atlantic. That's where that is. So you knew that.
So that, and one thing I think that was really interesting about our trip is, I mean, we were traversing several climates within, you know, a couple days.
We were.
So it would be like, so continue. So we went over the Rockies and went to Spokane.
And that was actually the coolest. I still have a photo of that. I have a photo of that swimming pool. That place had a swimming pool.
Oh yeah.
I don't want it to make it seem like we spent a lot of dough. We just got lucky on that.
So, yeah.
And then we went to Smokane, Smokane, which was the first place that I have ever legally purchased cannabis. And this place was great. I loved it. It was like it was like a beauty salon with drugs, wasn't it?
Just where every daughter wants to go with their father.
So yeah, so we go to Spokane, and then we drove. I'm estimating how far from Spokane to Seattle. That was actually most of a day, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I want to say half a day. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It wasn't too. I remember we got up to Seattle, and that's when we were like, we're going to get some really good seafood. We tried to really, eat the local, dine the local delicacies, you know? Yeah. So that's when we went to that Shucker's place, right, and we had our oysters, which were fantastic.
Yeah.
Real good oysters, not Wyoming oysters.
We should have sponsored this show. We'd be in the black here if we got plugs. Yeah, the best place in the world for oysters is Shucker's in Seattle.
Oh, gosh.
And,
so
oh, man. So, yeah, you're there. I don't know, but people listen to us. Have you had your raw seafood for breakfast? They have the black cards on the wall, and you can say, I'd like one of those. Oh, it was just unbelievable. I had never been to Seattle in my memory. As you recall, I lived right there when I was like, a kindergartner. But I'd never been back there, and Seattle is very slopey. I'm more on FaceTime here, and this is the universal signal for up and down, up and down, up and down. So yeah, it's like that, and the Space Needle's there, right? So
right. So yeah, so we did that, and then we went down to Portland. No.
Uh huh.
And Portland was a weird stop for us because we were gonna stop and get dinner, but we were gonna drive through the night, and like drive straight through to San Francisco, I think, right? That was our plan. And then we were going to stay a couple nights in San Francisco. And so we stopped in Portland. I don't know.
The thing, all right, I'll out our experience here. So I have a friend who has a cousin who lives in Portland. And Smiley knows the friend, but not the cousin. Neither did I know the cousin. So we show up. So the friend says, hey, if you're ever in Portland, look up Cousin Bob. So we go to Cousin Bob's house. Hello, we're friends of, oh, come on in. So we come in. The first thing, we had to take our shoes off. Have you ever gone to a person's house? I'm not talking like we're in the middle of the tundra and you've got mud on your shoes. I'm just, they just don't wear shoes in the house. So we walked in, took our shoes off. That was nice. And then in Portland, I remembered all this when all this Michigas was happening the last year in Portland. I had, this all came back to me. In Portland, they have what are called food trucks. If you're listening to us, you probably know what a food truck is. You know, it's like a temporary, it's the truck comes up with a coffee. All right. They have a whole a city block in Portland, Smiley?
Yeah, that was super cool. I guess you'd call it like a food truck park. And all these, food trucks were kind of on this plot of land, I guess. I don't know. And it was cool because you could go to different places and get your different little, like imagine a mall food court, but outside and more hipster than
yeah,
what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, although they did have a Hawaiian place there.
But they didn't know what poi was.
I know. I went up and said, I like something with poi. And they said, what's poi? And I said, is this a Hawaiian truck? Or anyway, but again, I don't want to knock Portland, right? Because
no, that was cool. A funky, cool place. But it was, we didn't spend a lot of time there. You know, we drove right through. And I think this about was when, like, I was going to start doing some driving. And so you were going to take a nap, on the side, and we were going to drive through the night. And this was, it started raining so bad that I had to wake you up and we had to get off the highway because I was like, I can barely see. We're going like 20 miles an hour. We're never going to get
was,
there.
It was like, I'm like, dad.
Yeah. Like, hey, hello. Yeah, like, no. So mom had this thing where she used to, when she was afraid of something, she would speak in like this high pitched tone. She's words like, there's a bird behind you. So that was me. That was me in the car, like, dad, hello.
That is true. That is true. So you woke me. You woke me up. We were going. It's. I looked. I looked this. I did look that spot up on the map, and it is really. It is an incline. You're going from Oregon into California. So it was raining. It was raining cats and dogs.
Really bad. So we ended up. I think we switched drivers. You were going to drive. At this point, now we're like, it's like 2 in the morning, yeah, 3 in the morning, yeah, something like that. And so I think that we, you know, I might have slept a little on and off. You were just trying to get us to anywhere. It was like, you know, get us anywhere.
That was one of those nights where you just want the sun to come up.
Right.
Because you can't. Right. Go ahead.
But I will say, when it did, we were driving. Now we've been driving all night. We're hungry. As the sun is coming up, we are overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And that wasn't one of the most picturesque moments. I mean, it was so cool that we had, you know, again, as the sun was coming up, this kind of light after the dark night was, I mean, the ocean. And it was so cool.
It was beautiful. And you had not been there before.
No, I had seen the Pacific Ocean before.
No, not from there.
I mean, I hadn't been in that exact place.
Well, it's a big ocean. I'm just...
Well, yeah. I'm trying to
position the aura of, wow, I've never seen this before, that came
out. I mean, it could have been a 7-Eleven after that night. I've probably been pretty excited about it. But no, so we found this this little shack diner place that was sitting on the ocean, and we had a pretty great meal there too. Oyster fry.
Yeah, I made that. This should be. I'd like to do a cooking show actually someday. You make an oyster fry. You need oysters and you fry it up. That's it so far. And it's made. It's like a scrambled egg and an oyster. And, whew, it was good. That's old. That's like sourdough days, you know, from San Francisco. So anyway, wind up. I played San Francisco to top the show here. I had never been to San Francisco. Your mom had been there many times, and I always wanted to be there. I just never made it. So we went into San Francisco. That was one place that we did spend 2 nights in San Francisco.
Oh yeah.
And we went to Haight-Ashbury,
mm-hmm.
where they invented you know, all that stuff, and it was neat. And you took some shots in San Francisco. And what was that? And when we got another speeding ticket on the Golden Gate Bridge, is that what you said?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's not. There's not like a toll booth you can pull over. I don't know what the thing was there. You're supposed to like toss a 20 into the.
That's right. I try to be a role model for America on the show here. We sound like Bonnie and Clyde. No, we were like, hit the gas. We did. No, I remember we tried to hit the basket with the money, and then they came up behind us.
No, there was no that. No, there was.
Might
no
think
basket.
Was that a different.
It was. They were trying to like shuffle you. I mean, God forbid, you want to experience an American landmark.
That's right. That's the other. I'm thinking of the other place that we missed.
I will say you. So I was, of course, I'm like, Dad, get me. I got to get the shot of the bridge. I need to get the picture of the bridge. So we were. You'll remember we spent quite some time driving around trying to get to like the under the bottom of the bridge, right. Kind of.
Two-man movie crew.
Yeah, exactly.
Whenever we travel, the first word is action and the second one is cut. Yeah. All right, hang on a second. This is Smiley. We're gonna try to get us through the next couple of days here on the trip here. Now stand by for a second. Hey, speaking of San Francisco, did I mention this? This is very cool. Stand by from the San Francisco Ballet this morning.
The holidays might look a little different this year, but San Francisco Ballet invites you to create new traditions from the comfort of your home with Nutcracker Online, a magical virtual experience. Watch our spectacular Nutcracker production, journey through our virtual opera house filled with fun, interactive activities for all to enjoy. Play games, visit our photo booth, enjoy behind-the-scenes videos, and more. Keep the holiday magic alive with San Francisco Ballet's Nutcracker Online. Visit sfballet.org/nutcracker.
This is a cool thing. Smiley, we posted this morning, you as a person who is interested in art and culture and stuff like that. This is one of those virtual things that they're doing, and we posted something this morning on the website. Bleat.network is our website. helping people figure out how to do all this. That's a neat thing. So you can get the Nutcracker all over the country virtually is what we're going to do here. So pretty neat. I'm ready.
I love it.
I'm ready. I could go for a figgy pudding right now. it's 8 before the hour. This is Smiley. And we're reliving a road trip that we did 5 years ago today, 21 cities in 23 days. We did with no planning whatsoever. And I don't know, it could be done, I guess. I was thinking, could we do that again? I mean, are the gas stations open? Do you think
we might have to
like
find
that?
Different gas stations, possibly some different hotels, probably the same donuts at the Howard Johnson's in Gillette, Wyoming. But
so, all right, so we did San Francisco. We drove down. This, I got to say, the one of the most beautiful, nerve-wracking, but most beautiful drives is driving down the Pacific Coast Highway, which is on the western coast of California. And you white-knuckled all the way down.
I wasn't the one driving.
As I drove. And in fact, we had, as I remember, they'd had some floods wash out some of the roads, so it was odd.
All right, that didn't deter us.
Yeah. So we drove more or less past Los Angeles. Who is your friend that's the oceanographer?
Oceanographer. Just lived in Irvine.
I thought she was studying the ocean. She lied to me.
No.
I said, what are you doing in Irvine? She said, I'm studying the ocean.
No, well, maybe. I don't know.
Let's see. All right. Okay. Don't have.
What's the difference?
Don't have girls if you're listening to me. Do not have. Get a vasectomy now. All right. So we did. You were staying with her for a couple of days. And then we wound up going down and seeing California Doug, who we occasionally hear on the radio program today. I talked to him yesterday. And hung out with him in the most beautiful place in the world, Doug's backyard. Am I right?
That was cool.
There's zero light pollution. You can sit back there. This is an area where they grow dates, right? And nuts.
Oh yeah.
So you
missed a little bit. The turns out, so Dad was going to drop me at my friend's house in Irvine. Irvine and LA are not.
They're not next to each other. No.
I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, the address, it's in Irvine. I take this highway. Well, how far are we away? Another hour. And then you were going to go back and stay in Santa Monica again. Yeah. So anyone that's aware, those are not close places. But you do remember that we had a light bulb out in the headlight. And so in Malibu, we had that beautiful breakfast and we had to find like an auto zone.
I know.
Our headlight.
If we were doing like a TV show called Malibu this week, they go find a headlight. I mean, we did, right? That was what we did in Malibu. We went to find a headlight.
Right. So then California Doug, we saw him.
And speaking of Santa Monica, before we leave, that is where Route 66 ends. Santa Monica Pier, it begins, as you know, up here at Lou Mitchell's, the restaurant.
Lou Mitchell, on Jackson.
You know, anybody that decided they would listen to this today and can replicate our steps, they are in Lake Huron right now. They just, it's gone for them. So anyway, yeah, so we got down to... We got down to California, Doug, and San Diego, and then we drove east through Texas. Well, before we hit Texas, we had Arizona, Arizona, New Mexico, right?
Hey, Rand McNally.
That's right. We did Texas.
We did the Grand Canyon. We did the Grand Canyon. We woke up and saw that at sunrise, which was, again, beautiful. Drove through New Mexico.
We did.
And then, so at this point, we've now hit the Pacific, and now we're just driving east, but through the South. And then we stopped in Louisiana. We stopped in New Orleans.
And your sister Shorty flew in.
Which was awesome.
We all hung out. That sounds so nice, to fly in. We'll get back there. To jump on an airplane. She did.
Just to paint that picture, Amanda's, Shorty's was like, you know, I'm going to come and visit you. And we roll up to the airport to pick her up. She's like fresh off the plane. She has her bag. She just had a cocktail. Right. And we're like, we haven't showered in 3 days. The car is like, it's like Sanford and Son. Like, here, let me scoot over our 3-day-old cooler cheese so you can squeeze in.
It was. And then, geez, I'm looking at the clock here. We may have to continue this. We did go through my favorite spot on the whole trip, which was Kitty Hawk, where the Wright brothers did their thing. That was neat. It was very windy. So, wow. All right. I got to drive for a while. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. You know, there's supposed to be a record that happens right now. Is this it?
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star of the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. I told that girl that my prospects were good. And she said, baby, it's understood. Working for peanuts is all very fine. But I can show you a better time. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And maybe I love you. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And maybe I love you. I told that girl I could start right away. When she said, listen, babe, I got something to say. I got no car and it's breaking my heart. But I found a driver and that's a start. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be